Ron Davenport, USA Today. Being a coach who you've been on both ends of the spectrum as far as having a quarterback play right away or soon early in their career in Alex Smith and having one wait in Aaron Rodgers. Can you kind of compare and contrast the pros and cons in both of those situations?
I think it's an organization decision on whether the quarterback plays earlier or waits. Just from my personal experience and my personal belief, because I think the question you have to ask yourself is the team ready to have a rookie quarterback? Because you have to make sure you're giving the quarterback a chance to be successful, but you also got to make sure the team is given a chance to be successful. So that's where I think the decision lies on: do you play him earlier or do you play him late? I don't think there's just one way to do it. I know if you talk to Peyton Manning, he'd say, you know, get in there right away and play from day one and so forth. So, but I'd say too, these young quarterbacks coming in the league today, they're exposed to a lot more. The access to information and coaching at the lower levels is better equips them mentally to play. So, and that's I think that's something that also factors in as you move through time. I think it's more about how's your football team built? Because to play a rookie quarterback and don't have an exceptional defense, I think that's a real it'd be a real challenge.
And Mike, Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer, in watching Carson Wentz on film, what jumps out to you, and what do you think going into the pre-draft process when you observed him?
Well, very, very impressive. The athletic ability, it jumps off the video, and it's no different when I think when we were all at the combine, just you could see right away that he had his attributes were special. So I think he's played very well. I like the way he's commanded the offense. He plays with poise and plays with command of the offense, and as far as getting through his reads and so forth. Can make any throw from all the different launching points that they're asking them to do in their offense, and particularly I've always preferred the athlete that can play in the pocket and out of the pocket, and he definitely has that ability. So he's very impressive, and our whole coaching staff, especially the defense focus this week, has been very impressed with him.
Mike, Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News. Speaking of your defense, obviously Dom Capers is a tremendously respected guy. What's going on there? Has it been injuries mainly, or why has your defense not been what you'd hoped it would be?
Well, it's never one thing. We've had a rough stretch here of late, particularly with our pass defense. I think the obvious is we've had a number of injuries, and when you have that, you have to overcome those. And particularly the moving parts that go on with the injuries during the course of a game. So we need to do a better job there, and it's cleaning up the details, number one. And the second thing is we got to overcome mistakes with our pursuit and our finish and so forth and so forth. The football's not perfect. You train and you go through your practice segments and environments and seek perfection, but the reality is it's a team. It's all ultimately team defense is what wins in this league, and we could do a better job of that.
One other thing, Coach, Teron Davenport, USA Today, once again. Just looking at the struggles, I mean, Demarius Randall was a guy that is still developing in his second year. I don't know if his struggles are with confidence or what is behind it, but how do you bring a guy like that through that low period that he's going through?
Well, Demarius Randall's been injured, so he's been out for I think it's going to be five weeks, maybe 6 weeks this week. So he's going to practice today in a limited fashion for the first time. So we'll see how he does with that.
And Mike, you spent 5 years preparing for Jim Schwartz coach defenses. What is the week like preparing for it, and what do you expect on Monday from it?
Jim's well coordinated, and I think every time I've ever competed against him, he's always had excellent defensive line depth and talent, and it's definitely the case there in Philadelphia. So he does an excellent job. He's an aggressive play caller, and we know it's going to be a big challenge come Monday night.
And now the Eagles are far from the only team that looks different at home than they do on the road, but the splits are pretty pronounced this year. What do you see on film when you watch them at home in Philly?
Well, you always watch the home games versus the away games, especially when you're playing in Philadelphia. I think their pass rush has been definitely a step up compared to the away games, and I'm sure that's a compliment to Philadelphia's fans. It's a energetic environment that we're coming to, and I think that may be part of it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. All right, take care. Thank you.